All right, y'all. So this is Yellow to Pink. I had some technical difficulties earlier. Somebody had jumped on and said that they couldn't hear me, that I was too low. So hopefully you guys can hear me now. But this is me, my first podcast that I'm doing, and I don't know. I'm really excited about it. A lot of things that's been on my mind, and a lot of I feel like, me putting it out there is better than keeping it in, for real, for real. They said this actually helps with ask the listener to follow you to get a notifications. What is, can you hear me? Let's see if you can hear me. Oh, okay. Much better. Much better. I'm glad. Well, this is Yellow to Pink. I'm coming to you guys with my little podcast. I'm sitting in my mommy van, Got a lot of things on my mind. Somebody asked me, what was I doing on the 4th of July? And I told them specifically that I do not celebrate any holidays. And I feel like the reason why more so now that I don't celebrate any holidays is because, there's so much stuff going on in the world right now where we just gotta, I feel like we need to be paying attention to what's actually going on. And I feel like with certain holidays, it's like a cover up to what we're supposed to be paying attention to or what we're supposed to be actually doing out here in this on this earth while we're still here. It is. It really is. I try to instill in my children that, you guys, I get it that you guys want to celebrate and you guys want to do these different things, but I want you guys to pay attention to what's going on in the world. Like, what was it? A couple of months ago, it was the coronavirus, okay? The coronavirus, all that was all on the news. That was everywhere. Then next, it was, George Floyd. So it was just like, the media tends to take your mind away from things that's really going on out here in this world. And I never want my children to not be able to pay attention to the real things that's going on. Like, I get criticized a lot about me not celebrating certain days or certain holidays, but it's just like, for one, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. It's pointless. I'd rather do, high holy days than, celebrate a Christmas, a New Year's, a birthday, a St. Patty's Day, a Thanksgiving, And then if you really kind of sort of look at the meanings behind some of these holidays, you'll sit back and you'll be like, that really don't, you know what I'm saying? That really don't make sense. And for real, it really does. Like every time I have a get together at my house, I love the grill. I love to cook on the grill. That is my peace of mind, is cooking on the grill. And I do it faithfully. Not just because it's 4th of July or whatever, but I'll have people come over to my house and, we'll get, you should be able to celebrate with your people or with your family or with your friends, not just one day. You shouldn't have to get together with people that you haven't seen in so many different years for a Christmas or for a Thanksgiving. Like, I don't get why anybody is not really paying attention to some of the things that we honestly really need to be looking at for real. Because I try to, tell my children, like, we should do all these things every single day. Like, what holiday just passed? I think it was Father's Day. Father's Day just passed. My husband, bruh, he is the most spoiledest man I have ever met. And it's not just because, that's what, I guess that's what you're supposed to do in a marriage. Yeah, you if to stay at home, you stay at home mom, keep the house clean, cook clean, blah, blah, blah. But he is very spoiled, and he's been spoiled like that ever since we got together, because I wanted him to feel that every single day he is loved. Every single day he is appreciated. Every day he is looked at in this house as he's a king. Not just one simple day. You know what I mean? Like, that mess is crazy to me. I don't know why people pay attention to certain things. Like, of that sort. I really don't get it. But, you know, some people, they can't wait for these holidays to come up. They can't wait. They got their shirts on. I remember when I was little and I had, you know, them Old Navy shirts, when I had the 4th of July on it with the flag and stuff like that. It was a point in time where I was celebrating. I couldn't wait for Old Navy to put them shirts out because my kids had them. My nieces had them. I had them. My sister had them. My mom had them. You know, and then we'll go get the last names written on the back, you know. But I realized as I got older, it should be every day that we're doing that. You know, we should be paying attention to the trees. Shit. What's going on actually in the earth? What's going on with our world? It's just crazy. It's just crazy. But, you know, I guess that's how this world works. This world runs. Again, this is my first podcast, so excuse me if I'm rumbling on about some stuff, but that's just kind of sort of what I've been dealing with. You know, I don't celebrate these days, and I try to make my children realize that they don't have to celebrate them either. Like, they're different, and they're beautiful people just because they are who they are. They appreciate each other every single day, and not just one day just to get together, and not just one day to jump on a grill. Because in all reality, if you kind of sort of look at it, how many times has the 4th of July turned or changed into something else? Like, what does the 4th of July even really mean? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the 4th of July is, I guess, the day that we declared our independence. Maybe. I'm not really sure. Oh, we got the 2-year-old on the mic. She's hollering for me. Okay, Kaya. Yes, ask your sisters to get you some. Excuse me, we had Pooh Baby jump in there, but she made me forget what I was trying to say. Lord, I done lost it. Anyways, thank you for listening in, and I appreciate you guys for taking the time out to listen. I wonder, can you guys still hear me? Because now I'm saying something's wrong with my volume. I don't know. I don't know how this app works. So bear with me because I'm trying to get it together. Hopefully next time I stream live, it'll be a whole lot better. But until we meet again, y'all, it's Yellow to Pink.